This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in March of this year, 2019. We're talking about Abin Resources Limited. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. They also trade on the TSX up there in Canada under the ticker symbol ABN. And with us today is the CEO and president and director of the company, Mr. Jim Pettit. Jim, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you very much, Everett.
You know, how about just a general update to bring myself and my listeners up to speed on the drilling that's been going on this season?
Okay, sure. Back in March, I guess we were basically doing an update on what our plans were for the future, and now we're there in the future. So back in May, we started drilling on the Justin property up in the Yukon. We got results back. They were less than what we expected, a bit disappointing, but I think our theory up there can still hold. We were hoping the two type of potential ore bodies, although they're different origins, might be overprinting one another. And when we did the diamond drilling on the one and the RAB drilling on the other, the RAB drilling ran into trouble with water, underground water. And the diamond drill, we hit all the formations we were looking for, the sulfides, good, really rich sulfide content, which is what you want, but didn't have the gold we were expecting. It was there, but not to the extent that we hoped. And we actually even sent the core in for re-assing to another lab and came back confirming the original assay. So shows you how much we know there. But there's still something there, and we're going to scratch our heads and look at it again.
That's the Justin property,
and I tried doing it this year for 1 month drilling, small program, to extend our season because of the Forest Kerr, which is in the Golden Triangle of northwestern British Columbia, it's a much bigger program. It's our flagship project, and it generally only has about 4 months worth of news flow a year because the season it's up far north, up high in the coastal mountain range, right by the Alaska Panhandle, and the weather's pretty extreme. But it's the place to be if you're looking for high-grade discoveries. That's the potential up there. So as soon as the Yukon ended, we started drilling right away. So that would have been the beginning of July. And now we're into August. We've got the first batch back. We put those results out. The last two seasons, we started, you know, our initial drilling with some pretty big success, some big numbers in those first couple of holes each season. And, you know, that's the nature of exploration.
Absolutely. And that's the Forest Kerr project. Is that correct?
That's the Forest Kerr project. And, you know, this year, the first three holes we received back, and one of them was rushed. The other two, I don't even know how they managed to come back with the rushed hole. There's gold in the holes. They basically demonstrated broader intervals of lower grade. Not totally disappointing, but not what we were hoping for. We were testing an area drilled by Noranda 30 years ago, 20 some odd years ago. And we, you know, we went underneath it and to the sides and that sort of thing. And yes, we hit gold, but not to the extent that one hole of Noranda's did, which was like 10 meters of, I think, 34 grams in that range. Pretty impressive. We do have the new geophysics that we did way back in May up here that's helping guide our drill program this year because we're moving south from the north boundary zone where we had all this success. The reason we're moving south is because of we've drilled about 30 holes now over the last 2 years, this year and last year, on the north boundary zone. And that's a lot. That's pretty peppered. We got a good understanding of it. It's, you know, it looks like it could turn into a bulk tonnage type of situation with some very high grade points. What we lack is the continuity. So going forward, you know, we've got the advantage of the geophysics, and we've got all the analytical data from the last two seasons. And so we've got some very key areas we want to hit on this year.
I know that a lot of CEOs don't like to talk about their stock price, but why did the decline in your stock price with the new news release last week?
Well, that was just for what I just said. The last couple of seasons, we came out of the chute right at the beginning of the season with some very high-grade intercepts. A couple of really good holes. Last year was a spectacular hole that we drilled, our very first one. We had no idea we would hit this to that extent. We thought there would be high grade in it, but boy, there was four intervals of high grade in one hole. Hadn't seen a hole like that for a long time. We raised a lot of money off that hole and got Eric Sprott involved in the company as the largest shareholder. And so if you look at our chart over the last 3 years, it looks like a heartbeat.
Right, right.
You know, it takes off at the beginning, having a good result at the beginning. And then, you know, it goes from maybe 10 cents to 50 cents and it sits there and then starts to decline as you get towards the end of our drill season. And then as the news flow begins to end into October, then you're going into tax loss selling into November. So it does that.
Give my listeners a little bit of backstory of the Golden Triangle, how hundreds of millions of dollars have come out of that area out of gold.
Well, yeah, this is about the third iteration of the Golden Triangle. Initially, the 30-some-odd years ago, when it, you know, the initial discoveries came out of there, it was Eskay Creek Mine, which was one of the highest grade mines in the world, both gold and silver. And it had a long life. It's now closed down and is being re-explored again. And then beside it, 11 kilometers or 14 kilometers to the west is the Snip Mine. Now involved in the discovery of both those is our chairman, Ron Nedelitsky. And the Snip is, you know, ended up being owned by Barrick at the end of the day, and it's now closed.
Right.
You know, it's an old mine. Now we found the Pretium, which is they've discovered the Brucejack mine up there. Very, very high grade. And there's another one. But other than that, there's all these very, very, what I would consider high grade copper discoveries. Glore Creek and the KSM Seabridge deposits. They're still undeveloped and they're in the works. I think there'll be a lot of work up at the Glore Creek mine to our north.
I asked you that question for a reason. Is that you guys still believe there's still a lot of silver and gold up there? That being said, so what are your forward plans, and how much drilling do you think that you will have to do, and how much drilling needs to be done?
Well, last year we did 10,000 meters. The year before, 5. This year, we've just in the last news release said we're going to drill up to 10,000 this year again. You don't find these things on the first few holes. You find sniffs and you keep going. And like Eskay Creek was basically discovered on its 107th hole.
Wow.
And it was well worth the wait. And it's just a question of getting used to the type of environment you're in up there. It's quite complex. It's unique to the rest of Canada and the rest of the world. It's like an island chain of volcanoes crashed into the northwest coast.
And how much more drilling will we do before the season is out this year?
Let's call it halfway through right now. And so that's, you know, an indication of how much more assays we're sitting on. Like, we're not sitting on them. The labs have got them.
Right.
And we're waiting for the next batch that we can put together and announce. And I'm suspecting it'll be over the next week to 10 days. Could be wrong, but you know, I'm not interested in putting out partial results on one hole. We do the whole hole, and the labs are more backed up than they have been because there's more people drilling this year than there has been. Quite a boom going on in northern BC.
Absolutely. You know, gold's at $1,532 an ounce. Probably highest it's been in a couple of years. Your market cap's around $13 million. In closing, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, you just hit on a very important point, is the gold market itself, aside from all the other commodities, has taken off. And it's due to a number of different things. And the phone's ringing off the hook. You've got people asking about gold at the highest level, all the way up into the banks. You know, they're now getting their analysts to talk about gold. And I think it's the right place to be. And we're in the right area. We're looking for high-grade gold. I'm not looking for, you know, real low-grade that tonnage stuff. I'm looking for high-grade gold like has been found there in the past. So that's what we're doing.
My guest today has been Jim Pettit. He's the CEO and president of Abin Resources Limited. My personal opinion, very grossly undervalued here, around 11 cents a share. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABNAF. You can find him on the TSX on the Toronto Stock Exchange up there in Canada under the ticker symbol ABN. Jim, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You know, I'm a big supporter of what you guys are doing up there. I just ask that you know, you come a little bit more on the show than you have been. I'm excited to hear about the new essays that will be coming out here in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully you'll come on in the next 30 or 40 days and give us an update.
I will. No problem there.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.